All right, so here we go. We're finishing our series on Psalms, and we've been talking about a whole lot with it. You might remember this picture. That leaf is just hanging in there, literally, but it also eventually fell. And that's part of life, right? Death is part of life. I love how God designed this. He dresses up the leaves for their death. And no matter how much they're able to hang in there, the leaves are going to fall. But because of the way God designed it, they're going to have leaves again. A healthy tree is going to keep growing. And people are the same way. And so what we've been looking at in the Psalms is growth. Authentic growth. But we've also been looking at in that authenticity, in that real growth, we've been looking at real lament. Authentic, like, bemoaning and sadness and just being real with our pain. And then also a real promise, authentic promise that God actually comes through. That for us, we struggle, but God doesn't. And he says that he is good and his love endures forever. And so we got to look at that last week, and then today we're going to look at praise. But you don't have authentic praise without being real with how difficult life can be and without understanding that God's promises are legit. That means legitimate, if that's too much slang for you. All right. Psalm 73 is where we're going to start today. If you have a Bible, then please join us and open it up. If you don't have one, there's a black Bible underneath your seat, and we're going to be on page 485 in that, just for Psalm 73. And then we're going to kick it to the last five Psalms in our Bible, and it's called the Praise Book. Like, they are five praises, the great Hallel, the Hallelujah, which is praise the Lord in Hebrew. And I told you that this was a psalm that I was going to teach on last week, and it was super similar to Josh's message. And so I was like, nah, but I really wanted us to look at authentic lament, authentic promise, and authentic praise all in the course of a small few verses here. So, Psalm 73. This is a psalm of Asaph. Truly God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped. For I was envious of the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Oh, that seems real to you. Very real to me in my own story, but I can tell you about my grandmother who's passed away and is with Jesus, and it's good news for her in that way. But there was a time when she was really trying to stop smoking. And she wanted to be strong in that. And then there was like this report on George Burns. And I don't know if you remember George Burns, but he made it to, was it 100 or almost 100? And that dude smoked a cigar or more a day and drank whiskey.
And he ate a lot of bacon.
That's a good thing. I don't see the whole drinking and smoking, but bacon, come on, girl. Oh, wait.
A pound a day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so he ate a pound of bacon a day, too. And so we didn't have that part in there. That I would have just applauded him for, but seriously. My grandma's like, look, I'm not sure I want to not smoke. Look at how long this guy's living, and he's doing fine, and it just doesn't seem fair. All the bad stuff that people can do, and they seem to be fine. And I'm trying to do good stuff, and I'm struggling. You know, and she ultimately died of cancer that had nothing to do with her smoking. So it's just crazy, right? Sometimes we're like Asaph. We're just like, man, I want to praise. I know God's good to people, but for me, I feel like I'm tripping. It's just not working out for me. And he talks about this, and he says, but then I got into your sanctuary, and I saw how good you are. And we're going to fast forward to Psalm 73, 21. Now, when my soul was embittered, when I was pricked in heart, I was brutish and ignorant. I was like a beast toward you. Nevertheless, I'm continually with you. Jesus is Emmanuel. God is with us. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterward, you'll receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you shall perish. You put an end to everyone who's unfaithful to you. But for me, it's good to be near God. I've made the Lord God my refuge, that I might tell of your works. We talked about making him our refuge. Now look, I want to point something out in there. The final state of people who don't want God, they don't like what he says, they don't like his truth, they don't even like his grace sometimes because they don't think some people deserve it. They may not even think they deserve it. So if God would be nice to me, he must not be smart. And so people act this way and they'll look at the good news and the grace of God and say no to it. And for those people, they'll be separated from God forever, and it breaks my heart, and I don't want that for anybody. I apologize right now. This shirt, like, shrunk while it was hanging up or something. I am super, super warm right now. Kathy says I'm hot, so whatever. She means my forehead is expanding, but whatever. All right. Look, in this final state that people would be put to an end, God doesn't want people to be separated from him. But look what Asaph says here. But for me, it's good to be near God. I've made the Lord God my refuge. I've repented. I've understood his goodness. I was real about my lament. I'm real about his promise, and I'm real about my praise. And so would you join with me today in praising God for how awesome he is? And if you're like me, you have some times where you got bitterness and ungratefulness. I want to share with you how to fight that. And we even have a slide for you right up here. Fight bitterness and ungratefulness. Or Genesis, this word I looked up, ingratitude. Another way to say ungratefulness. But I like ungratefulness because it sounds like something I'd actually say. All right. So fight bitterness and ungratefulness with grateful praise. So you ready for that today? We're going to have grateful praise. Right before Thanksgiving, we're going to have an opportunity for us to have grateful praise. And so let's go to the last five books of the Bible. Last five books of Psalms. And it's 146, 147, 148, 149, and 150. And I want for you guys to be a part of this. And you're going to have some chance at the end of service. We're going to do this kind of call out and call back where I'll read a little bit of Psalm 136 and then we'll kind of freestyle our own, but I'm going to say some stuff and then you guys will say, his love endures forever, okay? And I'm excited about that, but we can also get a head start by reading these Psalms. And so Psalm 146, I'm going to go 1 through 10. Here you go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. It might not be a surprise to some of you that we have to talk to ourselves sometimes. You don't have to talk yourself into something sometimes, right? Talk yourself into believing something. And not just the, I'm going to jump into the water, so I can do it. I'm going to count to three, and you count to three like 30 times, right? I mean, that happens. But what I really want to say to you is that there's a time when we have to say to our soul, look, get it together. Praise the Lord. He's worth it. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Not, well, I'm going to do it for eternity, so I'll just wait till then. No, do it right now. Do it while you can. Put not your trust in princes, in the Son of Man, in whom there's no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth, and on that very day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that's in them, who keeps faith forever, who execute justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. It's not a self-righteousness, it's his righteousness, right standing with him that he gives us. The Lord watches over the sojourners, which is foreigners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Do we have any need to praise the Lord? Do you have any reason to praise the Lord? If not, I want to kind of bring to your attention something that a friend of mine brought to my attention about 10 years ago. Only God is awesome. It's hard because every now and then, man, you just might get that perfect bite of pizza and you're like, it's awesome. You might like see somebody do something that you can't do, whether it's academically or musically or maybe athletically, and you say, wow, it's awesome. I mean, today, all over America, and whoever else can get that, they're going to watch football games, and a dude make a one-handed catch, and they're going to be like, awesome. And they're going to go nuts. But I'm telling you, only God is awesome. He's the one. Now, he makes people, and he makes things, and boy, a sunrise and a sunset, it can look pretty awesome. You can get awestruck by it. It can catch your breath. But it's God who did it, so let's give him praise. Only God is awesome. Let's praise him. Are you ready? I don't know if you catch it, but I'm stirring you up a little bit, or at least I'm trying. So let's go. Psalm 147. Check this out. And I'll just do a few of the verses on this one. Praise the Lord. For it's good to sing praises to our God. You get this? It's good. It's pleasant. And a song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted. And he binds up their wounds. Oh my. This is good. Does anybody need to be bound up? Not bound up in fear. Not bound up in worry. Not bound up in sickness. Does anybody need to be having like healing and having themselves bound up in their wounds? We got a couple people that are like, yeah, that's me. Me too. It may not happen in my time frame, and it may not even happen while I'm breathing, but I'm going to get bound up. And so will you in Jesus. Listen to this. He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. Indeed, only God is awesome. Look, for some of you, you're trying to figure this out. You're a responsive person, but you're more of a stoic responsive person. You just kind of sit back and go, Or you might be a little more like this. That's okay, but I'm going to keep coming, okay? I'm going to keep bringing it. I'm going to keep looking at these psalms. Let all creation praise him. That would include you. And so check this out. We're going to go through the entirety of Psalm 148. And it's good. It covers all of creation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He gave a decree and it shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps. I'm just going to tell you right now, that one's a tough one for me because deep water freaks me out. I just like, oh, but God knows the deeps. He made them and he knows just what's going on there. And he made some of those things that look so creepy that you're like, that's a nightmare. But he's like, no, praise it. Just do what you were made to do. Look, this reminds me of Jesus coming in on a triumphal entry into Jerusalem a week before he gets murdered. And you know what he's done? This is a triumphal entry when he's going to die. They're going nuts. Hosanna, they're yelling out, which is like this call and this cry to this King of Kings and Lord of Lords, this Savior. And he's like, Hosanna, and they're yelling, and they're putting all these palm trees, and it's where we get Palm Sunday, and it's amazing, and they throw down their coats, and he's coming in, and he's like parade waving, and it's amazing, right? And they're like, hey, the leaders are saying, tell him to be quiet. Tell them to quit yelling out all this. This is only for Yahweh that this should happen. You know what Jesus says? Hey, if you tell them to shut up, the stones are going to cry out. Hey, friends, I'm not going to let no rock do my job. We get to cry out. Look, it's talking about everything, right? All creation praising God. That would include us. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children. Gosh, I think we're all covered there. Praise the Lord. Not just at church. I mean, this is a good place to do it because you can. But you could do it at home. You ever just sang a song? Just find yourself humming along, and not just during Christmas season? Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. He's raised up a horn. This is a horn of salvation. He calls it himself. I am this horn of salvation. He's raised up a horn for his people. Praise for all his saints. For the people of Israel who are near to him. Praise the Lord. I'm blessed to have children that love music. I'm blessed to have heard my children sing songs just out of nowhere. I'm blessed to have a wife that finds herself humming all the time. I'm blessed to not necessarily have a great voice, but I can be loud. My friend CJ and I just, 2 weeks ago, were in a worship service in Haiti, and there was just people crying out and people dancing. It was amazing. Just a day before that, we were on this hike, and I don't know, like I said, I might be having a couple of extra pounds, and so a hike isn't always the easiest thing for me, especially in a hot place where it's humid, and I just found myself singing. I found myself rejoicing and praising God, not because my legs were like, what are you doing? But because my heart was just filled up. I'm seeing all this creation around me. God's been good to me. Oh, God's always been good. Right? I just found myself like, yeah! And it was me. And then CJ and I just started singing a song that we both knew. And it was cool. And this lady that we were with said, you know what? You guys sing really nice. And I'm like, you're really tired. She said, it was uplifting and it encouraged me. And I know it's starting to sound like a KCMS commercial, but the truth is, we were feeling this overwhelmed joy. And we praised the Lord. And we found ourselves singing a new song. And it's good to sing a new song because God's mercy is new every day. Find yourself just joyful for the fact that he's coming through and doing some really cool stuff, fresh and new. Yeah, he does the old stuff. He gives you breath. Ooh, great. We can be like the Israelites where we'd be like, oh, bread from heaven again? Sure would love me some garlic. Do you remember when we used to have fish? There ain't no fish in the desert. And whining and complaining. I know that for some of you, you're like, I think he's talking to me. Well, then take it. Go with it. Sing a new song. Sing a song of gratitude. Sing a song of praise. Check it out in Psalm 149. I'll just do the first four verses here. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. His praise in the assembly of the godly. Let Israel be glad in his maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing, making melody to him with tambourine and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with salvation. When you and I recognize that he's God and we're not, he's our maker, and we rejoice in him. We can celebrate in him. Is that going to pay the bills? Maybe not. Is that going to make your body just jump out of sickness and be completely healed? Maybe not. But if at this point you're not ready to sing a new song, good news. Psalm 150 ends with a call for all of us. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything. Now look around at your neighbor. Are they breathing? Yeah. Okay, good. So you don't, if they're not, let's get at it. I'm CPR trained. We all have this, right? Come on. But let me just say this. Don't check their pulse without permission. You need consent on that. But you know what? We're good. We're breathing. So let's praise the Lord. We have a reason to be excited. We have a reason to show joy and to show off his goodness. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up, and they're going to get ready, and we're going to sing another song. I'm going to finish with a couple of psalms here, and we're going to do that call out back and forth. But Psalm 150, this is for you. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with the lute and harp, or maybe even a flute. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I want us to get a chance to do this together. I want us to, before we even sing another song, I want to kind of jumpstart us here. It's Psalm 136 on page 520 if you have one of these black Bibles. And I'm just going to read the first 9 verses, but you're going to actually call out, and we'll have it. I think it's on there if you guys can find it for me. Psalm 136, I'll say the first part of it, and then all of us will say, "For his steadfast love endures forever." And we're just going to list up some things, and then you're going to go for it. You're going to freestyle. You're going to bring your own. You're like, "Look, it was cold when I got in here, but now it's not. His steadfast love endures forever," right? Just something along those lines. Or, "Man, Aaron married way over his head. His steadfast love endures forever," all right? Here we go. "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. To him who alone does great wonders. Good job. To him who by understanding made the heavens. To him who spread out the earth above the waters. To him who made the great lights. The sun to rule over the day. The moon and stars to rule over the night. Who brought my family together today? Who gave us all of these to give away? Your turn, go for it. We'll just answer. Let me hear it. "A love, for his steadfast love endures forever. Special Olympics, for his steadfast love endures." Look, man, keep praising. That's fine. You got a list? Children? "For steadfast love endures forever." Grandmas. Did you say grandmas?
Grandmas.
Okay, grandmas. "Steadfast endures forever." Seahawks, is that what you said? Okay, Seahawks won the game. "Steadfast love endures forever." Baseball, "his steadfast love endures forever." Say it again. "Family and friends, for his steadfast love endures forever." Food and imperfection. That's good. Imperfection. "His steadfast love endures forever." Go ahead. Let's get sloppy. It's all right. Go ahead. Say it again. "For his mighty grace, his steadfast love endures forever." What was that? Ancestors. That's good. "His steadfast love endures forever." Water. "His steadfast love endures forever." Roof over your head, his steadfast love endures forever. Chocolate, his steadfast love endures forever. Oh my goodness. That whole, like, balcony went, right? It was just amazing. Gosh, friends, you guys, there's so much to be thankful for. Now we're going to finish the song. "For his grace and mercy, his steadfast love endures forever." Like, shut up, Aaron. We're still going. All right, keep going. Us? The cross? Hallelujah. His steadfast love endures forever. That's a good word.
Jesus.
Jesus. His steadfast love endures forever. Jack. For the veterans. Amen. His steadfast love endures forever. Thank you. Made a big deal out of you last week, so that's it. No way. No way. All the time. What? Baby Darian? Oh. Steadfast love endures forever. Okay. That Aaron has some hair, he says. All right. His steadfast love endures forever. Hallelujah. Let's sing a song. If you're so inclined to get up and move around, that's great. You want to clap? You don't have to clap on beat. I get it. If you want to try, you could give that an effort. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to praise the Lord. And we get to do that forever. So why not start now? Remember, the lament is real. Remember, the promise is real. Remember, the praise is real. He's worthy to be praised. So let's do that. Go ahead and stand and let's sing. It's so good. There's so much to be thankful for. I get real lament. I get real pain and real agony. I live in the same world you live in. My body may be less fortunate than yours or more fortunate than yours, but it's not what it used to be. My abilities and skills, I don't even remember phone numbers really anymore. I mean, it's just so much has changed, and yet he will make, I said, love endures forever. He'll make all things new. You don't have to think about your best day ever and, well, that's what heaven's going to be like. Not even kinda. It's giving you a tiny snapshot of what forever's going to be like. Our God is good. We start a series next week on the Emmanuel of Christmas through the eyes of the book of Revelation. And we're really excited about it. For some of you, are like, como say what? You're going to do what with Revelation and Christmas? No, it's so good. Remember, they were super stoked about a Savior coming and never really saw him. And they were super disappointed that he never showed up. And he showed up in the darkest of times. He comes back the next time, just like that. When you didn't expect him, and he comes in on a horse, and he's running it, and he's got it. And so we're going to celebrate. It's called the Revelation of Jesus Christ. We're going to reveal Jesus through the book of Revelation during Christmas time. I love it. I think it's so good. And so please come back. By the way, I had a few people say, hey, we missed this. Is there anything we can do? You sure can. These are $9 a piece to send. So if you want to pay for that, there's a little envelopes in there. You can do, not all of them. I mean, if you have that kind of snap, we're trying to build a little medical center in Burkina Faso. So write a check for that. Okay, great. But if you just got a few bucks and you want to be able to do that, please do. God bless you. Jesus loves you. Died to prove it. Rose up from the dead. Be strong and courageous and let it be contagious. See you soon.